This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, also the Eagles. Your main thought, or what are your combination of thoughts as the Eagles embark on a offseason that has begun now? Like, it's on. I mean, parade on Friday, couple extra days of celebration. Guys, the combine is coming up, free agency's in like 2.5 weeks. So what's top of mind for you with the Eagles? They're losing coaches after coaches going in the Saints. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Rayvon right now in West Philadelphia. Good morning, Rayvon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Rayvon.
Doing good, buddy.
First thing I want to say, first of all, this is my first time ever calling.
Thank you. That's a huge step. We really appreciate that.
Welcome aboard.
I've been listening to you guys for 3 weeks straight, and I've been wanting to call. I'm like, I don't know. But what happened was, you know, talking to you guys, listening to your expertise on everything.
Wow.
And listening to people talk about the Super Bowl and their predictions. How coaching was going to be.
Well, just remember this, Rayvon. With me, it's expertise. Yeah, with John, it's opinions.
Yeah.
right.
Don't
right,
listen to most of what you hear from Joe.
I respect
just block
that.
It
I
out.
That.
Yeah.
So what happened
in one
was,
ear out the other.
Go ahead, man.
My anxiety level was up because everybody was talking about how close it was going to be, how the refs was going to cheat the game and everything else. And I'm like, it made me scared. So, however... listening to you guys and your expertise and your opinions, my anxiety started to evolve into confidence.
Ooh.
And then it became arrogant.
And look at you.
And in days up into the Super Bowl, I was telling everybody the score was going to be 41-14. 41-14.
Wasn't that the score of the pickle juice game? I think it was, actually.
Yes, it was the score of the pickle juice game.
So then I said to myself, it's going to be 41-14, and then we did it. We did what we did. We did what we had to do. The refs tried to cheat in the beginning, you know, which made everybody like a little nervous. But I said, we'll be okay. And Saquon was on the sideline telling everybody, look, we're going to stay afloat. We good. We're not going to worry about it. And that was great. So, now, here's my next prediction. Eagles are going to go back. We're going to beat the Bills 38-17. I want you guys to write this down.
Jeez.
We're going to challenge it.
Rayvon, West Philly, February 19th, 2025.
38-17. You got the score already, and that's the Super Bowl 2026.
All right, Rayvon, it is written down. All right, Rayvon, you can win the Dave Matthews tickets. Give me a great outfit in a movie or a show.
I got you. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
This guy's son played for the Raiders. Right? This guy's name is Antonio Fargas. And in his movie called I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, you guys got to Google it.
Yeah.
And I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, he had a pimp outfit on in which he had goldfish in his shoes. Live.
All right, my man. We got it. Right, Ravon, good call, bud. Call again when you can. When he said the Raiders, Sean, I thought, didn't Apollo Creed play for the Raiders?
Yes, he did.
So Apollo, Wechter said this to me about an hour ago. It's true. Apollo's outfit, Rocky 1 and Carl. Rocky 4. Carl Weathers. Yeah. That was an outfit. When he comes
Carl
out.
Carl came to camp. Carl used to come to training camp along with John Madden would also pull up in his van, bus, whatever.
Ross, look at the name dropping here from Richie right now. This is
amazing.
His story.
I love it. We're in Napa, California, so it's always like 110 degrees. The sun was so bright there. The brightest
dry
sun
heat,
I've ever
though.
Seen. Yes. No humidity, so that's helpful. But that was, John Madden would roll up every year, and Carl Weathers would roll up every year.
Pretty cool,
like,
man.
Clockwork. Yep.
By the way, speaking of cool, Ross, I heard a rumor. You and the Eagles, you still doing the preseason game for years to come. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Yes. I just posted that on X right before the show started.
That's why I heard
very
the rumor.
Excited. No, it's...
You're going X, huh?
It's I don't know. Am I supposed to call it Twitter or X? I don't know.
Ross, you're going to have the gig for a while. I remember Vermeil used to do the games. Jaws used to do the games. Mayock, I think, might have done the games.
Mayock definitely did.
It was.
Charlie Casserly might have done them 1 year.
What I remember is Baldy, Mayock.
Baldy, yeah, that's another one.
And then it's funny because I was in the Eagles team hotel when they played the Saints in the divisional round, the 2018 playoffs.
Yep, I remember it.
And Mike Mayock got the Raiders GM job like a day or two before. And I was on the elliptical, and up next to me on the elliptical comes in, and it was Howie Roseman. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, Howie, what do you think about me doing the preseason games? That'd be like a dream gig for me. And he's like, that's not my department, but, you know, if they asked me about it, I'd say, sure, you know. So then I talked to the Eagles, and so I've been doing it since 2019, and I'm the only preseason TV analyst that's ever led the Eagles to two Super Bowl berths in 3 years.
Look at you.
The Eagles have never won a Super Bowl by double digits other than when I've been the preseason TV analyst. So
this guy, man.
It's pretty clear. I mean, you guys, we're talking about Bond and Milton Williams. I would say, obviously, if we're just going by the order in which they did it, okay, it seems like I was the marquee free agent.
Here's what
they
I got.
Wanted to sign.
Here's what I got. Twitter poll question of the day. Credit to Ross Tucker or Howie Roseman. All right, I want to play some Howie related audio. This is and Ross, I'm glad for you for years. It's good stuff.
Thanks, man.
Let's listen to Mel Kiper. He said something yesterday. I loved it. You know, you normally think of Mel just purely on the draft, but, you know, he also knows when these kids go to the pros, then he looks at them and evaluates how good GMs do and the whole deal. Mel said something yesterday about Howie that I thought was big and accurate. Let's listen to Mel Kiper yesterday talking about Howie Roseman.
The Eagles are an interesting team, Phil, because they, whatever they touch turns to gold. I think Jimmy Johnson said it right. You could have given an MVP in that Super Bowl to Howie Roseman. And I know Michael Strahan said it's got to be a player. Well, those players wouldn't have been there, Michael, without Howie Roseman making all these moves. Both
That's
in free
right.
agency, in terms of trading up to get Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith, Cooper DeJean in the second round. Howie Roseman was going to go downfield. I'll make this statement. It's not bold at all. Okay. He's one of the best GMs in NFL history by far.
I agree.
He's a Hall of Famer, guaranteed Hall of Fame guy. Put him in the Hall of Fame now. Howie Roseman has been, I don't even say arguably, he's right now as good as any GM in the history of this game.
Now, I don't know if the last sentence is accurate. Wow. I just don't know. I mean, someone with the Packers, I don't know if it was Lombardi or GM.
1960 GM.
Brought in like 11 Hall of Famers. You know, so, you know, obviously the Steelers guy in the 70s. I don't know if that's Chuck Knoll or a GM. I don't know. Someone drafted in one drafted with the Steelers, four Hall of
Famers. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Famers in one draft. Okay, and obviously they won 4 titles. I don't know if Howie's the greatest ever. I know this. He's up there. I'll tell you what, for our apology
Howie just
shows
got James, 3 Hall of Famers in the last draft with Quinn Young Cooper and Jalix Hunt.
Well, James, I'm going to be on the griddle, and am to an extent already with the Hurts thing, but we're going to pick a day to do a fire away at me on the Hurts show thing. But, I mean, then there's John with Howie. Then there's John.
That's old school.
Then there's John with Nick. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot to go around. Ross, what were you most wrong about? What were you related to this season? Like, I was also wrong about Saquon. I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good, and I did question whether he'd be worth that financial commitment, because obviously it was an unusual financial commitment. What would you say, Ross, you assessed wrong that led to greatness with this squad?
You know, maybe this is just the way my mind works, Joe, but before you said that led to greatness, my initial reaction was that I was most wrong on Bryce Huff. I actually thought Bryce Huff would come in. I thought they were getting an ascending player who had done very, very well in a limited sample size. I thought he would come in here and have a great year. So it's wild to me that the first thing that jumped to mind
was a negative.
I don't know. I mean, the offensive line, I guess I was surprised and wrong. I did not think Becton would play that well at guard.
Right.
So that's a decent size one for me.
They probably didn't either, for what it's worth. I mean, that was outrageous.
No, I didn't have – I mean, nobody knew about Bond. Yeah. Can you even say you were wrong about Bond?
No.
I mean, nobody knew that. I will say I had no idea. Well, we had no idea about Bond. We also had no idea that Quinion and Cooper would be that good.
Right.
That early. I remember the first production meeting, going back to the preseason games, right? First production meeting, I meet Quinion Mitchell for the first time. If you remember, he was playing nickelback. He was playing.
Oh, Ross's connection just zapped.
Whoa.
Zappity zap. All right, we'll get Ross back in the meantime. But I do remember, because they had like 37 corners and they had to figure out how to configure them. And if you remember, it was a puzzle.
I didn't remember Quinion started as the nickel.
Well, because they didn't have Cooper DeJean to start the year.
I know Cooper wasn't
so it
there.
Was a whole puzzle.
Who was outside?
Well, they had Ringo out there for a bit.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Rodgers.
But here's the thing. Yep. And by the way, both those guys did fine. But I remember asking Quinion Mitchell, I said, so how long have you been playing nickel? He's like, 2 days. He had never played nickel before, and he was playing well. And then Sirianni came in. And I said, how's it going for him at nickel? And he's like, really good. He's just a really good player. I mean, it was like 5 days into camp, and they already knew that Quinyon was a special, special player. And think about this, guys. He went the 24th pick. The guy could have been Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's going to be like a perennial Pro Bowler. Since when do you get a top-flight corner fall to you with the 24th pick in the draft?
Yeah, look, sometimes, guys, Eric Allen, second round. Obviously, Richard Sherman was, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth round, whatever the heck he was. But I hear you, Ross. It's a premium spot, and evaluators got it wrong. And if they redraft that draft today, I mean, I don't know all the rookies. I don't follow all that like that. But I would imagine Quinyon's at least a top five pick. I mean, you get a guy that is a potential 10-year dominant player at that position.
It's actually top a really 10. Great There's rookie a bunch of good class. It's like a great rookie class this past year.
Was Ross, it?
Yeah, really good first round.
He'd be up there somewhere. All right, let's go back to the phones. Ross Tucker with us. Let's talk to Darren in South Philadelphia. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joe.
What up, buddy?
I mean, I swear sometimes the hammer listens to, or doesn't listen to callers, because you said you hadn't thought of Taiwan Walker until you brought him up today. Dude, did you forget our conversation from yesterday?
No, you
specifically pointed out Taiwan Walker.
Like, you did.
I swear, Joe, the level of disrespect.
Darren, you missed. Here's where I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
You weren't listening to him.
You missed. Well, I don't listen to you when you talk, Darren. But you missed the context. I was saying until about a day or two ago, I hadn't thought of Taiwan Walker. So maybe it was your call.
Yesterday.
I think I saw something on social media a day or two ago. That was my point. I honest to God, I forgot he was a Bill.
Was it that he's in the best shape of his life? Because that's what I saw. I swear to God, that's what I saw.
Whenever
that's
an athlete
best
says
shape
that,
of his life.
They're done.
You know what he's going to be? He really might be what the Eagles just had with James Bradbury. We hold him just to hold him.
I don't know.
So you mean,
I don't know either. I'm just saying, like, who's going to take him? Look, you're gonna have to trade him in a bag of baseballs and try to get back a 37th round pick.
No. If you trade him, you're probably attaching a prospect, so someone will take the contract.
My point is you're eating the contract. I was joking. The bottom line is the only way to trade him is to eat the contract.
No, but I think it's worse than that. The point is one or the other.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Darren.
I'd rather eat the contract. But since I have Ross on the phone, it's rare I get to talk to him. I have a question. Why aren't the Eagles thinking about signing Eric Bieniemy as the new OC? Is he, like, not an option, done coaching? Like, I haven't heard anything about him. And
he's the running backs coach, I think, for, like, the Bears or something like that.
Running back coach for the Bears. I did a UCLA game last year. He was their OC. He basically got fired after 1 year as the UCLA OC. If you remember, when he was a hot commodity with the Chiefs, he was never actually calling the plays. It was always Andy. And then 2023, he was the Commanders' OC, did not go particularly well, went to college. He's just not thought of for that role. I do think who the Eagles hire as OC is incredibly interesting, but first of all, Bieniemy's now under contract with another team, but I don't think he was on the Eagles' radar even a little bit, because they want to hire an OC, I would imagine, that calls the plays and will hopefully do a really good job of it. Which, by the way, just as a side, I thought Kellen Moore did a good job. I was not blown away by Kellen. I don't know
Thank
how you guys
you.
Feel, Joe
either.
Or John. I mean, there was a lot of games
I thought
where
he did great.
The passing game was not clicking on all cylinders. Go back and watch the Packers and Rams playoff games. I thought Steichen, I was much more impressed by Steichen in 22 than I was by Kellen this year. I thought Kellen did a solid job, but what did he do that was so great? I mean, give the ball to Saquon and eventually he breaks one for 70 yards. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't watching his scheme a lot and being blown. I thought he did a nice job, but I'm not as worried about it as I was when they lost Steichen. Let's put it that way.
I'm not devastated he's gone.
Yeah.
I would agree.
All right, Darren, I need an answer from you. A great outfit in a movie or a show?
All right, I think I have the winner here. I mean, a big part of my childhood, first time I've ever seen it. How about Princess Leia in that bikini laying on Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Good answer is what it is.
Really good.
That's not bad.
Princess. The hair, the whole thing.
I feel a little creepy voting for that one, but that's a good answer.
No, it's a very memorable outfit.
Totally.
Jabba the Hutt weirds me out still.
Yeah, he's a big blob.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's disgusting. And he's a pig.
All the Hutts are
he's
pretty
not a pig.
How did they do that in the 80s? How did they make like a Jabba the Hutt like that in the 80s?
Latex. Lots of latex.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.